The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We've just been looking at things that God allowed to be here as powers that control. These powers are the things that controls what happens here. God Himself will not ignore them. For God to function, do things here, He will many times have to wire through that system. You can see we have not mentioned eternal power and Godhead. The things of God need a lot of understanding to really get them work the way God expects them to work. I discover sometimes when we want to be spiritual, sometimes we one of the scriptures I find in the Bible, I keep asking myself, why is it in the Bible? Don't be very much righteous. Have you ever seen that place before? Why should you destroy yourself? Why should you be an Ecclesiastes? Have you ever seen that place in the Bible? It's there. So, are you in that place? I think by now I should have that scripture on the screen. Be not over righteous over much. And that version says, be not over righteous. Neither make thyself over wise. They do not be excessively righteous. Like those given, neither make thyself over wise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? So it means there can be destruction if you are not staying within the way you are over wise. This is not otherwise. Now this is overwise. So you can cause damage if you are not in the boundary of God's own righteous definition. Yes. So spiritual things and things of God need to be understood very well so that we can profit by them. Or else, you just find out that what was meant for blessing end up causing damage. I've seen people before that who want to give birth, and who says that it is in church they want to give birth. Yeah. Have you ever seen people that down before? Yeah. Over, that's always over righteous. You know what I'm saying? They want to give out a spiritual baby. It is they want their child to be spiritual, heavenly. The prophecy came from church, and it's the church environment that must nurture the baby, and he will be sick and sick and sick and sick. I'm going to the hospital. We have a case like that when we had fullness of the baby. And we had to take him to a specialist doctor hospital in Leology. And they brought in a woman with a baby. If you see the baby, it can't be less than 4.5. Big baby. Big baby. But what do you call it? Jaundice has finished that baby. Because the woman was sick during pregnancy for a long time. He was drinking water from Adura. Until she gave birth in church and did not discover that the baby was very sick. The baby was already dying when they brought her in. And then the next second day, the baby died. Yes. The account of such is plenty around us. So, ignorance. When I say over righteous, it's ignorance. That is ignorance. You think you are righteous in your own way, but you are doing damage. And heaven will not shut down. The gospel will not stop because of you. The gospel will continue. So accounts and accounts and accounts. That's why in the gospel, in learning the gospel, I had to take my time with God to really learn the life and learn how do you expect us to live the life. I don't want to be over spiritual. I just want to be spiritual. I don't want to be over righteous. I just want to be righteous. I want to live a normal human being life who knows God. And so much has been lost by the church because it tried to ignore these powers. That at the end of the day, we see result to them, but most of them at the latest hour. When it is very late. They will still end up carrying that baby to the hospital. But when there's no more solution. I felt you have faith, you should have let him in church, let him die in church. What rushed you to the hospital at the last hour? Because you don't want that baby to die. But you're not behaving like that to start with. You thought you were using faith. That's not faith. Say amen. So, it's important to understand knowing God. It involves to know how God will expect things to work. Okay? And they are all over the scriptures. Only that we always leave them. We leave 9 accounts and take 1 account. And that's what they're going to see tonight here. Amen? We go to 1 account. I want God to use that 1 account to solve every problem. And we see many ways in solving problems around there we will not see too. And that is called overmuch righteous. Amen. And you know we have the only 1 life to live. If we get it right, beautiful. You don't get it right, we live the same. Those who live after us, we inherit our ignorance. They will inherit our ignorance. So, from the things we have seen, can discover that. You know, one of the questions they asked me, one of the meetings I had attended, was on the technological power. And they brought it to sexuality. That meeting. So, you understand things? I'm sure people were wondering what I would see on this matter. I could see everybody's face was, You know, some questions are ever up or never ask question. You know in your heart, but nobody will ask it. Amen. Like this somebody asked here, should we kiss in God, should we kiss? Praise God. So they were all frozen up and they were wondering that. That is not difficult, really speaking. From the way they were asking the question, I knew it was not difficult. But I know it was like, we bury the cat. Well, we bury the cat. Say, hey, man. There's no part of life that technology has never been used. It could be used later on. For example, for you to bring out baby from the womb was strange in those days. When a woman has problem with childbirth, and they said they want to do CS for him. CS. So one of the prayer is Oluwa. It's a major prayer in church. When Gio is praying it, you see, amen. Ishabe. Now, that's 30, 40 years ago. Yes. Do you know some circles opting now? It's still a major issue to go through CS. But you have, sometimes you have a swelling here, they cut it. That's not CS, Abi. it's not surgery. They cut it and remove the pus there, and you are glad the pus is no more there. Either minor or major, whatever. Surgery and surgery. In the days that when it was not existing, God will find a way to solve the problem. The one cannot be solved. We go and meet God. When to go and meet God, it could not be solved. In the day when provision of it came, it's also a light somewhere that came that informed how it could be done. So at a point, they have to cut the body to remove the thing. Now they take laser beam, raise to find it out and do surgery without cutting. I went to the house, please. The important thing is that somebody was sick, he's no more sick. A life is saved. Say amen. You have the, since you were born on the earth here, you have the right to live. You should not die. God does not want you to die. What did I say? God has no pleasure in the death of the saints. You have the right to live. And that's why in the constitution, one of the first right of every citizen is the right to live. That's why you have no right to take somebody's life. And that was why there was a case of one Jackson, if you remember it, in the north, who was attacked by Fulani terrorists. And he was able to overpower him and kill him. And the case was in court that was a. And because when the case got to court, they asked him what happened. And he explained. And what he explained put him in trouble. Because having saved yourself from his end, why not run? Why do you kill him? Can you see that? Now, religiously speaking, we know that even if he runs, he can still pursue him. You know them. But the thing is that you have no right, after him being free from his clutch, you have no right to take the life. And he was sentenced to death. Yeah, he was sentenced to death. He took Trump in the Congress to set him free, to reach to Nigeria and said, that boy must not die. And it was one of the questions I gave to them. They will have killed him. They have judged him in the Sharia court there. They have judged him in the High Court and Supreme Court. And judgment was upheld. We know how terrible these people are. The conscience is blind to that terrible they are. It is that you have no right to even take your own life. Yes. If you attempt suicide and you didn't die, they will jail you. Make sure if you try it, you die. Oh. That did die. You have to die because if you don't die, you spend your life in prison. Because you have no right to take your life. So any system that cannot provide life security cannot be trusted. That is the most basic system. God gave life and nobody has right to terminate it. We have to do everything to ensure that life is sustained. Say amen. Sometimes you see cases of bad cases of sick people and you just feel like it is better for this person to die. Yet medically you have no right to take the life. You must provide whatever is available to sustain that life as long as it's possible and affordable. Yes, as long as affordable, you must do it until it goes by himself. So somebody has been in coma for like, is it 50 years, 30 years? Yes. Somebody in Saudi Arabia was in coma for close to and son of the prince, coma for up to 30 years. He didn't die. He was under life support and there was not dying. And you can't kill him. If you kill him, they will jail you. Say amen. So life is sacred. And life must be protected. Say amen. And that's why we're looking at the security power. Every nation of the earth here have the duty to protect these people. And that's why you have the forces, the armed forces. The armed forces to protect territory, to not from invasion, to ensure that the other nations, other people does not invade this nation. They call it territorial integrity. Their territory must be protected, must be defined as their own. That's why even in the air, if an aircraft moves into the airspace of another country, even in the air, not on the land, the territory of the nation is towards the old air. So no, even in the sea, that's why you have the Navy. If any ship cross that water boundary, they will start flashing him. Where are you here? What are you here for? That defines Nigeria boundary. So while you are here now, some people are on the sea throughout the night, securing what is called Nigeria. That's why you are a Nigerian. This is their duty. Some are in the Air Force Base, watching through the air territory. You can understand that. That's why it's not possible for you to fly a drone at an height. They will arrest you. If the drone goes beyond drone that you use for photography, all of that. Because the air is not free for you. It's an air height in the air that you have no right to fly anything there. It's all about integrity, securing the nation. Say amen. Yesterday I was watching the World Cup and I saw Trump came down into the stadium that was filled with more than close to 90,000 people. A man that is under death warrant of Iran. So I was wondering what kind of security is in America that can guarantee that nothing will happen here. I see the way he was walking, I said, wow. Lots of powers are in that place that must ensure nothing happened. Nothing must go wrong. Can you imagine that? Without wearing anything, just came in there and shook them, feel as if nothing's happening, not as if there's no problem. Meanwhile, you are surrounded by enemy everywhere who just want your life to go. Not that they have seen it, they have said it, they have determined it, and it's their highest plot. They have put banter on his head. Just anybody who can just any shot, pa. Even if they will kill that person. Yet, nobody in that old space has that. Because a system is monitoring everybody. Every movement you are making, they are seeing everybody that is moving in that place. Before you put end anywhere. Your hand will not come out. In the midst of 90,000 crowd. Are you with me in the house? We pray God protect Trump. But there's a system on ground here. The angels of heaven keep Trump. But there are systems on ground there put in place to ensure that prayer is answered. So, Christians, we have a way of taking those things. That's carnal weapon. What carnal weapon? Yeah, carnal weapon. That's what nations have been using for survival. And I'm sure that if Nigeria today withdraw all the military, all the Nigeria police, in 1 hour, million head will be on the floor. Because of people who wants to do damage at a rate that you cannot think. And how many of us mentally appreciate the minute when you see them? Because you feel that that is not the spiritual power to work with. Sir, when you're on the earth here, you are contending with all manner of systems. Systems who don't just use some, we're talking about occultic power. There are powers that can enchant you. All of that. There are powers that have to do with sword. They don't know enchantment. It is not enchantment. It is taken for 7 straight. So if you have the anointing to stand against enchantment, make sure your anointing also can stop the bullet of taking for 7. Say hey, amen. So all of that, I believe that the church will have a lot of job to do on this area. So we're going to talk tonight. And I believe that this also will be documented for us to look at very well to see if really the church really determined to want to stay on the earth for the cause of which God wants man to live. Psalm 91. Let's see Psalm 91. Amen. Psalm 91. That's one of those Amori Psalm. Amen. Amori. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Don't you gonna be coco gao go? You man be la be ojiji olodumare. When you hear the word ojiji olodumare, what does it mean? Ojiji is a cover, shadow. Shadow casts darkness in the place of light, right? So it means a place of hiding, the place of protection, the place when you are there, nobody will see you. I will serve the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me. This is a military commander. A military commander wrote this psalm. I know you know that David was a military commander. When you hear David, David looked like one spirit man from another planet. No. David was a military commander. Was the leader of an army. And that's one of the person in the Bible was I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart. He's the man who wrote this psalm. And this psalm was not the end of his psalms. It's not the end of his warfare. He was still a military when he wrote this psalm. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the foiler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I'm reading for myself. I don't know how you are reading it. I shall not be afraid for the terror that by night, nor for the arrow by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I've made the Lord my, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling, for he shall give his angel charge over me to keep me in all my ways. It shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon lions and adders, and young lions and dragons shall I trample under feet. Because I have set my love upon him, Therefore, he will deliver me. And he will set me on her, because I have known his name. I shall call upon him, he will answer me, he will be with me in trouble, he will deliver me and honor me. What's the next thing? With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. He was declaring here that God is the security. And that God is to secure our life because there's need for salvation. So salvation means long life. If at all you don't care about any other thing, let's say you don't care about your children, you know that other brethren are there that will take care of them. Amen. Or you already have some money somewhere there that is going to roll out and take care of them. Even though you don't care, you should care that if your life is cut short, salvation program is cut short. The more time you have, the more space you have to be saved, or the more you can be saved. So life is primarily for salvation. With long life will it satisfy me? It means that I'm going to get a point when I just say I'm okay. I think I'm okay. And you can see that nearly all the apostles, Jesus will have to tell them where they are living. They are aware of where they are living. That's part of being satisfied. Because life is for salvation. Say amen. If you also read Psalm 90, the same thing you find there. Can you see? Thou turnest man to destruction, and say, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 Yea, in thy sight is but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning, they are like grass which groweth in the morning, it flourisheth, and groweth up in the evening, it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou set our iniquity before thee, our secret sin in the light of the countenance, for all our days are this and that. The days of our years, all of that. Who know the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear? So it takes anger of God to reduce poor man's life. Eh? Say, hey, man. I say, verse 14, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. So long life is for satisfaction. Satisfy us with early with thy mercy. Mercy is salvation. I think you know that. Huh? Mercy is God. God is salvation. So our days is for mercy, or it's for salvation. And that is the way we are glad. And so God does not ordain anybody to die early, okay? Jesus has done that for us. He became all who should become for us. So we don't have to become. He that we know sin was made sin, right? Huh? That was what it was. It was cut off in the prime of his years. That's what that was. Says. Psalm 3. Let's see that place. 3. God had to do that. That one, he had to do it to him for our sake. God was not happy like that. Amen. Verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people was he stricken. So that pleased God, because you should not be cut off. Say amen. Amen. Ah. When it happens, we won't die there. But we're saying that what is God's expectation? Anytime it happens, something went wrong somewhere. Something went wrong. And we will receive it, accept it in good faith. But that should not be the way we think. Because when it happens too often, we can start thinking like that. It's wrong. It's wrong. God has planned. It's a refuge and strength. It's called a present help in trouble. God is a fortress. God is a strong tower. What are the towers for? Hiding places. Say the righteous runneth, the name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. The issue of save. Save for soul, save for spirit, save for body. I know the highest salvation is for a soul, but the soul needs body. To be, I will have say, one soul leave body, no salvation is going on anymore. It goes to God, and it goes to give witness or testimony of how he has lived his life. Salvation happens, change happens when the soul is in the body. So if there's soul salvation, body also has to be saved. Say amen. So we must not demean that in any way. And that is not to say we should be afraid of death. No. But it should be a confidence we have in our hearts that God wants men to be saved. Amen. I want the house together, please. So, in the scriptures, there are a lot of scriptures abound on that area. Psalm 121. What does it say? Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the heavens, to the hills. For whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my feet to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth his strength shall neither slumber nor sleep. Somebody is keeping his strength. It doesn't slumber nor sleep. And I is watching over his strength 24 hours. A very small piece of land that billions are contesting over. If today, if Israel is wiped off, more than a billion people on the earth here will rejoice. More than a billion people on the earth here will celebrate that the whole nation is wiped off. Yet they are waking up every day, every night, in that same place. He that keepeth his strength, neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. Can you see that? The Lord is my shade. Upon thy right hand, the sun shall not smite thee by night. Nor the moon by night. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Shall preserve thy soul. Amen. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Say amen. Amen. So spiritually, God provided everything to ensure you are kept. So if God can invest so much on this, I was just looking at it. Do you know how many times by now, how many people have been blind on the earth here? How many times you wink and your winking is what stopped that stone from hitting your eyes? Yes, many times. Something on by what? Can't come back. Add it. Eyelid will blink. So God, just to make sure your eye does not go blind, put a reflex there. As I'm winking, honey, that thing must be very, very sharp and direct to hit your eyeball. You'll be walking in darkness and you hit your head against something. Somewhere there, your eye is kept. Because the eye is important for your body. And God put there. Don't you know that reflex is soldier? It's a divine army created in your body. Huh? Blinking. How many times do you blink in a day? How does blinking that an exercise for the blink that will protect you? All those blinking that they are all exercise. Because when you need it, you need to blink at the fast speed. So the muscles there must always be exercise. Must be working. That's why you have those that are blinking. Let me joke you. In your body cells, do you know how many cells there are soldiers? How many soldiers are in your body that is keeping your body from germs? There are sometimes some of them can even be too high. That they will be eating what is called leukemia. It's your body cells eating your body. The body cells can also become so too many for the body. And it's not having things to work against. So it starts working against the body. That's how God. When you say you are civilized, you are living in a city. And you are there, and you are the greatest life. When you get to a village, those who drink water from the stream. And you wonder, to bad child, you are gone. That your own, you read, you drink regularly, and you see how typhoid. It's bottled water you drink, and every month you demonstrate for typhoid. And somebody is drinking stream, flowing water, and some of 5 years no tablet. Because sometimes the more you are exposed to these things, the more the soldiers in your body arise. Your antibodies react against them and build immunity. That's why what happened in the immunization? It's a trigger. So yeah, God already built your body to develop soldiers against infections. I'm just saying, how God built security like that to ensure human beings survive. The remaining part of it that is our duty, we will now leave it. We still push. If God has done all of that volume, shouldn't he tell us how much our life is precious? I was telling Joshua one of this, I said, when you drive, the first law in driving is safety. That is the first thing that should program your mind if you are a driver. It's not to get to where you are going. It's safety. That tells you I shouldn't enter that place. That tells you that space is dangerous. That tells you what if he opens his door? So to come and explain to say it was Okada who ran. You didn't observe your safety values. You didn't put safety first. Or your safety instinct has not been developed. So it's like a child who grew without antibodies. One small infection, we kill the boy. So security is not ordinary. I'm just trying to say how God wired everywhere. Having made angels, made everything. Even in our body, still put security there in our body. To let us know how important and how there must be joint effort to keep life going. Living on the earth is joint effort. There are a lot of scriptures, Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth about them that fear him. They abound, 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 abound. So for life to fulfill its stay on the earth here, all of us, all hands must be on deck. Prayer is not enough. Prayer has its role. Prayer is not enough. Just know you are in God. It's not enough. There are times you have to agree. At that time you have to put into motion certain forces. When I travel and people are in the car, and they believe that is there. That just tell them nothing can happen, we'll go wrong there. You think daddy just sit down there and say, I am there. No. Because when I'm there, everybody just with that is there. we just sit down, that is the car, just sit down. I see the way they sit down confidently. I see. Yeah. So I would not say God will take us down there in Jesus' name. I agree with God, I release forces. I talk about the journey this man took us through when we got to learning on that time. Adventure of I knew that I prayed, I knew that I'd done all I should do, and I know that we're going to go through. Those things are not just assumption. So, what I'm just trying to say to us is this one. Nothing must go wrong from anybody's side. If nothing has gone wrong with God's side. Nothing has gone wrong with the one who's driving you. There also, nothing must go wrong with your own duty to ensure that things go the way they should go. Praise the Lord. I have a few instances in this place too. Now, I know that many of us who are believers, amen. I'm here. I know. Great men of God have died. Either it is God's will for them to die or not to die. All I know is that they died and we didn't want them to die. We don't want them to die. Somebody has said it to somebody who have high BP and it's not resting. It's on the motion, it's on the air, it's on the flights, everywhere. It's everywhere. When I see you on the flight, for example, I don't envy you because I know that system is killing. God has to rejuvenate your body. You'll be in the air for 13 hours. Under compressed air and with the way of sitting for 13 hours. It's not pleasure. It must be a necessity. So it's not the bad one. If I could be Yanni, yes. If there's any other means of traveling out without going through that system, I'll prefer, sir. Even if the ship is very, very slow, on the ship you can play, you can do all things, you can do there and walk freely. I prefer it. So when you leave such flight, you know that you have a duty to rejuvenate your life. Because you have died. 13 hours you have died. Yes. Things have died in your body that you need to rejuvenate. Or else you drop dead one of these days. So you can't just say alone that Jesus is carrying me. No. Because we are spiritual in Africa. Say amen. So, God could have done all on his side to ensure you live, and you have not done all on your side to live. And if God is trying to make you see that you're not seeing it, you just say, okay, my son has not decided to cooperate with us. He may have to come up and meet us here. And they'll be thinking about who can fill up the spaces. In on the language, or tradition, I said, "Eto maku, baba mo shogun." You didn't hear that? Eto maku, baba mo shogun. That nobody will die, and the king will decide to cancel his Ogun festival because Ogun festival in Ondo is the major festival. Nobody will die, even if the second command die, they will still celebrate it. Even if himself die, they will do it. To let you know how they don't skip that. They have not skipped in a year. So what means that nobody will die and God will close down. Nobody. God wants. Do you see people who have died over time and died over time, even in the scriptures, all of that is painful to God. Do you know what Jesus said in the place? He said, if you get to a city to go and preach, they don't want to receive your word. What did he say? Did he say you should die there? Say, I'm sent to Kaduna. Ah! If Kaduna is not welcoming your message, leave the place. Because we like martyrdom. You see, there's something about the glory of martyrdom. He died in the battle. He died on his post. There are many things nation would do to show that they don't want your message. Say amen. The church was being persecuted in Jerusalem. Strong persecuted in Jerusalem. And the church scattered across all their places. Only the apostles remained in Jerusalem as a defender for the rest who were there. They didn't stay and say, what die here, say, Jerusalem, Agba, Misha. No. Just say, shake your dust of take the dust and leave the city. Or is it on your Bible? If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. And also I shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city. What you should do? Shake off the dust of your feet. So, say amen. Every time saints die to God, He didn't want them to die. Are you with me? Let's check a few examples in scriptures of God working with Israel. Let's see various interventions or various times Israel has been in battle. And let's see how the battle was handled. Are you with me? First one, crossing the Red Sea. We knew this story. I'm not going to go through this story. How the Egyptians were after them, pursuing them, and with chariots, and these people have no chariot. They had no chariot. They were, I would like to say, poor people or slaves in the land who doesn't have what it takes to build up a chariot. They don't have an army. So God sent Moses to go and lead them out. And because they were at the stage when they didn't have an army. Not because they had the choice to raise one and they didn't raise one. Please, I want us to listen very well. Now they were proving spiritual not to raise one. By reason of that design, there was no way they could have raised an army. And an army was after them. And God was still going to show forth his mighty hand. So God can win without an army. Do you hear Sam sit down? Say amen. God can defend the people without an army, without any sword, without anything. But it's because a nation has not been born. So what happened in the matter? God opened the Red Sea. And they passed through a dry ground. If they were highly spiritual, they would have walked upon the Red Sea. Jesus walked upon the sea. Oh, the only thing would have walked upon the sea. They were not yet spiritual enough. So you have to do that miracle of opening the sea and for millions to pass through. And God said to them, in this matter, are you with me today? Let's see 14:14 of Exodus quickly. Because we're handling sensitive matter, I want to go right through the scriptures very well. I know some people say this pastor is not fit. He still doesn't have faith enough. I understand. I don't have faith. I'm a Bible man. You don't know what God can do. I understand. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou to me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. The Lord shall fight for you, and hold your peace. There are two accounts of that in scriptures. You know the second one? That should be in 2 Chronicles 20:20, Jehoshaphat. You don't need to fight in this battle. So they are twice like that. Amen. And God did it all alone. All alone. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. So songs were battered in the wilderness. Because they have never seen it that way before. That God could save a nation without having to fight back. But that is not the way nations maintain their nationhood. You remember the day of Abraham? Four nations against five nations. They took Lot away. Are we in the house, please? What did Abraham do? He brought his own armed men. So, Abraham na full animal. I don't know. Abraham's an Arab man. Abraham had 318 servants born in the house who are also soldiers, trained soldiers. So Abraham was not only a pastoral man. Sense of security also was in Abraham. So for his children to see them not having to do anything, and God showed up. Wow. Ombo bo la leche. Olorun aye raye. Ombo bo la leche. No mai. Olaju afoju. O ma ro la rada. Ombo bo la leche. Olorun aye raye. Ombo bo la leche. Amen. It means that there's nothing God cannot do. This they will say, what God cannot do does not exist. That's the comfortable language. What God cannot do does not exist. And that is absolute. But God does not do everything. You have to understand and put that past it. God does not do everything. Many times, God distributes authorities and partnership to see his will done. That's why sometimes, without the miraculous, we don't see God. The only time we see God is through the miraculous. It means that something that's out of the blues. We don't see God in the normal way of life. That's why there's nothing we'll do here without sham. Yeah. There must be one occultic power. That is how we see God. But that is not the only way God works. God can walk through normal things of life without showing one mighty thing. Yet he's walking in there. That's why you can't see God walking through your normal breathing until your nose clog. Lord, show up. All the while you are not saying thank God for my normal breathing. You think it's normal to breathe. Until you are looking for ear. I see the block everywhere. It will not attack, it will attack me. I said, yes, no. Yes, it's present. Your nose is not getting it. So we have to understand the way of life. So we can accommodate all the ways of God in our life. I've told you before, I believe in miracle. And I trust God for miracle. But it's not in the way you trust God miracles. I see many other ways God show up. That's not the way you think it will show up. And when it is done, I say, Father, thank you. I want to do a 50 million project, 30 million project, and I don't have money in my hands. And I'm trusting the Lord to open the door for it. And somebody says, sir, can I give you 10 million there? You take it and return it back with me. Is that not a miracle? Until they dash you. You don't see. It's only when they dash you. Thief. Until they dash you. Ah, I see God open the door and 10 million came. Because you never think about collecting and returning back. And I say, ah, say, sir, take 10 million. When you finish it, turn it back. Miracle. You go and ask if they will give 10 million. Go and ask. Amen. So, the ways of God are past finding. And we'll keep finding them out. So we can enjoy the benefit of God in life. We'll keep finding them out. Don't build a box for God in your mind. God is bigger than your mind. Don't build a box for God. Say amen. So, cross the Red Sea and the day of Sennacherib. That was two major places in scriptures that I have seen. God said, you won't do anything in this matter. I will fight for you. And you will hold your peace. In the Israel, still taking Jericho. They had to blow trumpet. They did something. They walk around 7 times, 7 days. That city, they will go around it. And the 7 days, go around it 7 times. The whole city, sir. Go around Ondo. Every day, the 7th day, 7 times. Then after you have done that, they will blow the trumpet. Where is the strength to blow trumpets, sir? But when we see those things, say, do you know what? Let's see a few other ones. I can see one in not during Joshua's time. You know, it was a battle against Amalek. That should be, it's not Joshua. That should be in Joshua. Joshua's time. There's a time Joshua was in a battle. And he actually, it was Amorites. Amorite kings. When he has to speak to the sun to stay, moons to stay, so they can have enough time to fight the enemy. It was Gideon. They said the sword of Gideon, sword of the Lord, sword of Gideon. So God took over somebody's sword. That's another kind of battle. The same God who went out without anybody. Pick a man now and took his sword. It became the sword of the Lord, sword of Gideon. So, that is why, let me tell you one thing. Israel, for now, cannot adopt our faith reasoning. What did I say? For them to drop all their weapons and believe in the Lord for security. Israel cannot adopt it. And there's no time they ever did that in the Bible, that it was not with a clear command, not assumption. Clear command. It's not normal. It's unreasonable to see enemy coming to his sword and you drop your own sword. It's not normal. It's abnormal. Are we in the house, please? For your enemy to bring sword and put your neck down. It's abnormal. You are not being spiritual, sir. Sense of defense is naturally inbuilt. It's called survival instinct. This way, without knowing, it's already built in us. Are you with me in the house? Let me also add some of the things we read in the Bible, in the New Testament, that I believe is wrongly interpreted. Because we use the security when that we are not bold to do it really. You build your house, raise your fence, and put gate. What are you doing? If you know that you are spiritual really, open your fence. Don't put key on your door. Then go and lie down and sleep. You buy your car, you buy padlock the helm of it, extra, so it will not be stolen. You discard for your car. So when they say, let's come together and do security meeting, you say, that is carnal. The Lord is the one who has been protecting us. Are you really true? Is it really true? Are you really... You are not sincere. You are over much righteous. Say, so let's, in church, let's do security meeting. Like we do economic meeting. We do economic summit. Because we want to ensure that we also do everything we need to get economically strong. Let's do security meeting. Are you saying God cannot take care of us? So we're going to employ security people. And Jesus said, the one who does them and those one who are pleasure who do them. If your son says he wants to go to the Nigerian mean, and say, ah, Nigerian mean, don't go, ah, you're a Christian. So those who are there and doing it for you. A Christian can be in the Nigerian army. Sometimes the way it rolls in our mind as people are growing spiritually, I just feel it's not unhealthy. You lock your house, you will put key inside, key outside. You will buy German Shepherd. Rottweiler. The food you cannot eat, you will be eating it. For what? Is it to play with you? So we spy into the world of security. We don't take it as a duty. And that's why sometimes we have suffered loss unnecessarily. Jesus said, if anybody slap you on the one right cheek, turn the other cheek. No self-defense. Are you in the house with me tonight? Amen. And the same place says, you have heard of all time, an eye for an eye, it is for a tooth. But unto you, that your sister is not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn him to the left. That's Matthew 5. And that place says, if your right eye, your eye will cause you to offend, pluck it out. It's better to enter into life with one eye. Man. And cast it from thee, for it is profitable. So if the scriptures are literal, how many eyes have you plucked out? I should be plenty in church every Sunday. With how many people have plucked out their So it was not really literal. It was a literal. He was teaching you on how to behave in the midst of evil. Sometimes with all the things we put in place, things still go wrong. Right? Yet you will not die there. That's the law. You don't put stone. After you have done all you do, if it go wrong, we have all done what we should have done. Sometimes I was saying, if robbers comes to your house, and you don't want to hurt your child or hurt your wife, and you have the means to prevent that, either by hurting them, you will not hurt them. While they are hurting them, you'll be praying for them. Jesus, bless you. The Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Say amen. Amen. So when you know you live in the midst of violence, for example, and because you know you live in the midst of violence, and it's possible that violent people assault you, and you build yourself to be strong enough to evade it. Because if you are as thin as me, or as thin as who is thin here? So when you live in the midst of this exposed to violence, you can't live like somebody who live in a safe place. You can't. You can't be chicken in the way you live your life. Sometimes you have to be muscular. Let me give you an example. In one instance, just was somewhere. It was in the midst of a crowd, mob, and they wanted to actually get to him and push him down from the cliff of the mountain. I think you have seen one of those instances before. They were going to push him down the cliff. How did he escape that place? You think he disappeared? He did not disappear at all. He broke himself through the crowd and escaped. So if he's a thin, weak man, now that day, you know, go reach cross. Son of man, don't die with that one. So they have to expose our Savior to a system that build him muscle. So if you are doing exercise to build up muscle, then you are canna. You are canna. You have. Thank God, Paul say, bodily exercise profit little. mad set of spiritual people. I don't know if you read through the life of these great men in the scriptures. If you are weak, can you walk through kilometers on foot? Trek. They had no donkey to use. They trekked through kilometers on the road. So you feel people like that one will not have the way they exercise themselves. Eh? If I don't exercise myself and I talk for 3 hours, you won't be hearing my breath inside my microphone. This morning I did skip in 200 this morning. Yeah. Holy Ghost, that's his own part. Sometimes people say, God, is it part of God? Power of, I understand. Holy Ghost has his own part. Body fitness, that's his own part. To live on the earth. If you are not ready to live on the earth, you're going to live inside in heaven. The earth is hostile against survivor. Earth is hostile in every way. Yes, surely it's a liberty from the next snare of the fallers and from the noisome pestilence. Are you there? He shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. See, thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night. So you see my night now. Now for the arrow that flieth by day. Now for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Now for the destruction that wasted at noon. There's no free time. There's no free time. And it's not to cause you to worry. It's to cause you to understand. Say, hey, man. Say, how shall we survive? No. It's to let you know how things are. And that God, as long as you are with God, he plays his own part. Say, hey, man. And you have to play your own part. Open that place to me in Matthew, the other time, telling us how Jesus was us. Andrew Nathan that place. That's Luke chapter 4, verse 29. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow. They pushed him of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down what? But he passing through the midst, not disappear. As they were pushing him, he was already building himself with muscling strength. When he knew that it was enough, he pushed himself through back. Hostile. So Jesus is heavily muscular. That's why he could carry that wooden cross. I thought they don't beat him. With whip. He still had enough strength to carry it. They took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself. About it. Huh? He hid himself. Oh, there be. So if you nobody get balloon called Yesha to be Because sometimes when we teach people spiritual things, we don't teach them all the area of our lives. And they think you smoke only goes 24 hours. In fact, they don't even know you drink water. But all the thing, the man anointed, that man is graced. That man is graced. He's a man, sir. And because you are a man, you need to do some things that men do effectively. They then took up the stones and to cast at him. Now Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. Do you know, understand, to go through the midst of crowd? He must have pressed himself through. And don't tell me nobody fell. Don't tell nobody fell. When we read some of this, we don't really read them in real perspective. Or else he will die before the cross. And won't be the savior of the world. And your sin will remain till today. The same man, when the time came, surrendered himself. He didn't defend himself. At a time. That's not the way he did it every day, sir. So when we pick something somewhere there, just pick it and draw a line across the hole, then we didn't get it right. There's a time when you open not your mouth for anything. And the time also when you open your mouth. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. If they took him, it means his hour is coming. So, one thing we have a way that we draw inference and put it across. We have other examples in the Old Testament. I've mentioned the fall of Jericho. The interesting one to me was the Deborah in the days of the war against Sisera. It was the war between Israel. Say amen. And Bible says they fought. And angels fought. They fought. And angels fought with them. So I discovered that in most warfares, God likes doing it with men. When I draw the old line, God likes to partner with men. It's when people are children that God overrules it. What he wants to do is actually he wants a man. Nobody could respond to this war. A woman responded, and heaven was glad. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The stars were changing duty. They were changing duty. But men were fighting on the earth here. Say amen. So, no nation, no people toil or play down on the power of security. The rich people, when they have enough money and the Bible is proof, you say, you just look at them and say, these people, you can't trust God for their life. Ah. They know how much their life worth. They know how many billions will run into trouble if they die. Now you, your life, not care. You don't say, no more, I'm not too much to you. When they have the means, they purchase it. Or their life is of much worth than bulletproof. So the problem is to put your trust. When I say trust, some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. This is some use horses. You can use a thing, but it's not your trust. So none of them want to be trusted in, but they ought to be used. Because there are things created, they can fail. There's only one person who cannot fail, the Lord. Some trust doesn't mean that they don't use. Say, we will remember the name of the Lord. Now, I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. They will hear him from his holy hill, from heaven, with the seventh strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. These people that are talking here, you think they don't have sword? You think they don't have chariots? But they are saying, these people, this is their last joker. Chariots is the last they have. But we have chariots. We also have the name of the Lord. We have more than chariots. These scriptures should be put in their light perspectives. When our fathers grow up, maybe our parents in the ministry and GOs, and they start buying things for security, we will say, they have gone kana. My only problem is that they should also tell us that where they're not doing that, we can also use it. You know? That's my only problem there. They should tell us that after the oil, the anointing oil. Say amen. Amen. After the monthly anointing oil, that you can also still protect yourself more with other gadgets. Are we in the house, please? Yes, when they give you oil, you go home with oil. They don't just go home with their oil alone. No. They go home with their oil and their other gadgets. So when you know that your stand, your placement, is already putting you into space of exposure, you have to be more careful. What I'm saying is this one. Security is part of powers that controls the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? And there must be provision for it. There must be preparation for it. Like we plan for economy. Like we plan to buy technology for sound. We should also plan for security. Do you know why some of these people just find the church as vulnerable? They know where they come. Nothing will resist them. If they have come twice and one bomb has blown 10 of them. They will think twice to come next time. If churches have got to a point with the government to say, oh, we have our security outfit, not to be on the road, but to be in the church for protection, the government will know that we are serious with what they are doing with lives. These are engagements that Christian bodies should make with government. One of them here, I told you about the history of the move of the church, that for many years, Islam has invaded territories. Like we have today in Asia, we can see the whole of Asia, we have today. They were all Christian nations before. I told you before. Syria. You read the Bible and read Syria in the Bible. These are places that the apostles went to. Churches have been there for more than 300 years before Islam began. But because church always run from them, and they know that when they come with sword, church will run. That's how they have taken many of the countries from then till today. And they were going to, you know, they always raise caliphs. They raise caliphs and raise leaders. That's why the north will always be the leading body of Islam in Nigeria. There's nothing they want to do about it. Because the Western Muslims have never fought war. It's a system that run by war. Whoever fight war, control leadership. Because their invasion and growth is majorly by war. Childbirth is just secondary. That one is to produce the first set of warriors who will just occupy the land and keep religion going. But when it's time for invasion, it's by sword. So, amen. So, if you know about the Ottoman Empire, when you have time, you can just browse and check more about it. The Ottoman Empire, you can see that many times before Islam was returned back in 1948, they have taken over the whole of Jerusalem. Apart from what happened in the day of the Assyrian Babylon, all of that, they also came and invaded the place and started Islam in all those areas. So this man who is leading Ottoman Empire then is called Mustafa. Wanted to take the whole of Europe. And he felt that if he can invade through Vienna, he would take the whole of Austria, Germany, Poland, and like that. You can see after Poland, you will see that most of them there, around Poland, there, down there, they are all Islamic. If they are no more seriously today, but you can see it remains there. So, but they know that going through Vienna is the way to take that place. And so, they went through Vienna. And the Polish king knew that if they take Vienna, that's I like, up to today, I like Poland. Poland are very, very proactive and red alert. When I began all this refugee, whatever, they said, count us out of this thing you are doing. They didn't collect one. So they know the history that these people will not just come and live in your land. They are plots to take the land. So, the king of Poland decided to raise army with other Christian nations. Because then, not all nations, they were Christian nations. Vienna was a Christian nation. They have to gather their army together, though not very many, like Ottoman, and trust the Lord to give them victory. And they raise those army against a very mighty army, like 150,000 of Ottoman. And with cross on their neck, laying down their life to ensure that Christianity is not wiped off in Europe. And God gave them the victory. They overpower them, destroy them, and drove them back. That's why you can see that today, those Europe countries, were not Islamized. They would have been like Middle East. We need to know history. And there's never a time a nation was secured from the invasion without a military resistance. There's no time, only prayer prevented it. Somewhere, we have to release somebody somewhere who has access to Ignition, who can come for rescue. If I do go back to Nigeria today, and there's no nation that will come for intervention, they will wipe out all of Christianity in Nigeria. God will have to raise an alliance somewhere. There's no day, only prayer ever stop the invasion. So, why can't we learn from history? Until it happens to you again, you join the league. Those who escape from the place run to another country again, go and practice Christianity that does not know that there's need for us to use facility of the earth air for defense. There are Christian bodies, there are Christian people today who already have AK-47 stored in places. They won't tell you. Because of whatever can go wrong, we don't know. But we're not born to tell ourselves that we need. You won't know that somebody has already armed himself somewhere there. You think all of us are on the same level going and coming in? We're not bold on this area to say that God wants us to join hands together when it comes to security. So at the end of the day, they became the crusader. After they won that war, they told themselves, other places that they have taken from our people, we'll go and liberate our people. That's how crusader began. Now when you read this, they will say, the Christians has already had an army at the time. What led to them having an army? It's because of the evil you have done here and there. So crusader was backed up by Rome, by papacy, all of that. Forget about whatever happens in the old league, but they actually went out for up to more than 100 years, going to nations, places where Christianity has been before, to war and restore back Christians to take the places. Do you know there are places in Kaduna, all those places today, that has been wiped out? Yes. And they have been renamed? Yes. Children that will grow up 20 years time, they won't remember the name it was called before. Yes. So there is evil on the earth here. Earth is a place of cruelty. So you cannot just walk on the earth like a plain man who just feel, I don't know if it gets anybody, nobody do it. Many people are hate you, they hate your God. Say hey, man. So tonight I want us to just know that. I want us to know how to live on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Where the church hide on all the years is rapture. Anytime there's pastor against the church, church will be crying. Olua. How they cry? I don't know. I'm on a table. I'm on a table. I am a yellow. I'm on a table. I am the ruler. I'm on. That song has been like 30 years. It can't be less than that. Jesus Christ is lamb, no? Olu le tu le ari wa se. An le ti le o baba. A fe roju re. Iba ti Jesus ba de. La ye yi to le toro. Iba ti Jesus ba de. La le yi do le dara. Di kiri lojojuma. Se lo fi ngori ofi. Di be se be ara mi gbogbo. Aye ofi be to. Ologun be lo de. O she lu tu o bel igbe lara yenke So the system is that all those that give it up to them don't involve in it and wait for them to come. There can be trouble in the old world. Should there be trouble in your own household? So as much space as you can take, you can create a peaceful environment as much space as you can take. Starting from your own heart to the space around you. Oh, children are rebellious in the old world. Should your own child be rebellious?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the heaven is the Lord's, and the earth has he given to the sons of men. The earth is yours. It's yours. There is a space that has been given to you to manage. And I've empowered you with enough wisdom to manage it.
Yeah.
And you must take up the duty of keeping the earth. For because the first man did not keep the earth, enemy invaded the earth. And so we are here today. You were here today. Thank God, even for the redemption plan, to send another man to bring redemption and safety to man.
Yeah.
And so the power has been given to you again to secure the head. It has been given. It has been given to the sons of men. What you do with it, it's in your hand. It's in your hand. It's in your hand. And so I am empowering you with wisdom to take the hat well as a responsible human being. You must be responsible. You must be responsible for the continuity of life. For the continuity of your life on the face of the earth. It's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Because I have made it.
Yeah.
And I have put you there. Mm. And we are to cooperate together.
Yeah.
To ensure that this territory is kept.
Yeah.
Do not give up even your territory.
Yeah.
Do not give up your life. Do not give up that which is given to you.
Yeah.
It will be high irresponsibility.
Yeah.
Even on your own part.
Yeah.
It will be that you are not responsible in that which has been committed to you. And you see, you will never be commended. You will never be commended for
yeah.
it. You will never be commended for it. So wake up.
Yeah.
So wake up. So wake up. So wake up and take the issue of life seriously.
Yeah.
For you need the body. You need your body. You need it. You need to be here for a long time for my agenda to sit upon the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, people must occupy the earth for a long time. Generation after generation
yeah.
after generation. Even
yeah.
to the fourth generation.
Yeah.
You must not allow invasion to
yeah.
wipe a generation
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Breaking the order of life.
Yeah.
Breaking the order and
yeah.
the establishment of my covenant upon the earth.
Yeah.
Stand your ground
yeah.
and fight for the continuity
yeah.
of life upon the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And you are partnering with heaven because heaven
yeah.
is also
yeah.
set to partner
set.
With you.
Yeah,
See
man.
The spirit.
Amen. Amen. When people are willing and are ready, heaven will partner. That's one of the things that was said by that Judges. Men were willing. And he spoke against the house of Reuben, who all through the war, they were searching of the heart. Let me read this place. I just like this place put here. The Polish king who saved Vienna was John III Sobieski. In 1683, he led a combined Christian coalition. It was Christian coalition. Can you go to war now? The way you are, can we mobilize you for a warfare? Because an average Christian has become so timid. If they give you AK-47, can you shoot it? Somebody wants to kill all of us. So everybody in the ministry will go to hell. Because the way we count hell, if you kill somebody, you go to hell. What is the account of that killing? I see that combined Christian coalition. So there was a time on the earth here, Christian, there were Christian soldiers who could coalesce. I believe that God is giving church, the grand church buying time. I'm telling you. We're not few, we are many. We are many. Who are these people? So they told us it's only prayers, true prayers that we have with victory. So those who come to a point that know that kidney will walk joy, they walk away from church. Because the book gets to a point that it's not only true prayers, things work. Things that happen in the past are for us, are for our learning. History is for our learning. That's why this old book, Scriptures, is also history. To know how things have been handled in the past. Jesus was living on the earth and said, go and buy swords. I read that one place not many months ago, but how many years ago? Let's open that place. Because, some of these things we have to look at it again and look at it again. We are not people who fight by sword, who advance by sword. But we can defend by sword. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We offend by the gospel. Yes. We advance by the gospel. There are issues to fight the nation and the house to a standstill on. Who will be telling stories of how many people die in Plateau every day? Dakoma came on shouting every day. How many people have died? The last week is still buried around 7 or 9 from a soul family. Have you been there to know what it feels to bury men in your family? We need reorientation. That's what I'm saying. And I believe that's one of the reasons for this matter. I know when this book goes out, it's going to be trouble. Because as the Lord allows us to be here, we'll release the book. But we can't do it alone. We can't. And I don't get knife, I don't get anything. Say, hey, man. Because a time for that has not come. You can't say, you can say a full animal who is born again will not have knife here. It's part of their dressing. and they walk on the road, nobody will arrest them. If you take a knife on your body, they will arrest you. So why do you live in a nation that has double law? They are pissed to stand and fight to stand still in the nation. We go out and come in and just eat our eba. Go to our church, pray and just go away. And things are going bad around us. Get me back to that place, please. So, okay, you're showing more on that place. Okay, go back to that place. You're showing me more there. Let's read it. The wings Uzzah were Poland's elite heavy cavalry. So they have an elite Christians in Poland who are called heavy cavalry. From the 16th to the 18th century, they were the primary reason King John III successfully broke the Ottoman siege at Vienna. They wore wooden axes with eagle feathers attached to their back. They are harmed. No nation will give us the army now anyhow anymore. Well, no nation is more than a Christian nation anymore. Say amen. Jesus may not come back for the next 400 years. You may be surprised. You may be shocked. You may be shocked. Principal will see some 50 years ago and say, Are you the pare? We are seeing worse today. We're the one that will engage the system with righteousness. Yeah? Clothes you wear today and feel like nice clothes is what they wear to party in 1960. It is party girls. We want to get that wears it. But today if you wear it, it's just like you are just a decent girl. If they show those who are leading bash fashion in their days, that's what they will wear. And their days, they will just say, only you want it on my head, you want it, want to know. That's what fine girl, Christian girl is wearing today. So, the Lord will not close the age because things are going bad. He will close the age because the church is triumphing. It's not this devil that will have the last say here. We will have the last say here. Yeah, we will have last, and we have to plan to have the last say. We have to think like those who will have the last say. Luke 22. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lack ye anything? So they will start, that may send them without anything. Because that's the thing. Do you lack anything? So the Lord can send you without a cup on your time. Yes. And they said nothing. That's a season. Can you see? Yeah. It's defining season for them. Yes. Then said he unto them, but now. Say now. He that hath a purse, let him take it. There's a time in your life that you don't need anything in your account. And you'll be doing fine. Yes, and that time you need billions in your account. Yes, sir. It's seasons. You can't stereotype yourself to just one season. It's changing, and because you have been renewed around it, you are not changing. Now, he that hath a purse, let him take it. And likewise, his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. So there's a time when you should go and sell your car and buy one naked for seven. Is that not what it was? Garment is not just a cloth. Garment is precious cloth to you. But when there's trouble, you don't need the car is useless. You should change to what can move at that point. So there's time you turn your plowshares to sword. And that time you turn your sword to plowshare. It's in the Bible. Because survivor is primarily than player. One thing you need to do on the edge, you need to survive on the edge. Yeah. Instead, the Lord says, with all you have done, it's time to go. Uh-huh. That's why no sickness will take you away. I said, no sickness will take you away. No disease will take you away. No Fulani should take you away. So awake your reasoning. Let's put on a new thinking cap. Because you are not living for yourself. You are living for posterity. You are living for the unborn generation. You are living for those who should meet Christianity this way on the earth. Yeah. Verse 27, for I say unto you that this that is written must be yet accomplished in me. And was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold. Guys, don't go quick. Behold. Guys, don't buy something. Don't quickly just go. Just change. Don't go buy something. Here are two swords. And he said to them, it is enough. No dabe.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.